I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Over the next few weeks, the DNR wants to hear from you, the sportsmen and women of West Virginia, as the 2006 Sportsman Sectional Meetings are ready to take place across the state. We'll talk a little more about those meetings when we come back.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
There are two key components when it comes to setting regulations and bag limits for hunting and fishing in West Virginia. First, there is the biological data compiled and analyzed by the DNR's research teams. But the second and equally critical factor is what sportsmen and women in West Virginia think about those proposals. And collecting that data happens every March.
We have traditionally gone out to the sportsmen and the landowners and other folks that are interested in our programs every March to solicit their thoughts, their comments on our proposed regulation changes that deal with hunting, fishing, and trapping. And we always look forward to those meetings.
That's Paul Johansson of the West Virginia DNR, and those meetings are Monday and Tuesday. Any comments you have are welcomed at the meetings, and you can peruse the proposals ahead of time if you wish.
We put all of our proposed regulations up on our website, www.wvdnr.gov, and those are available for folks to take a look at. The other thing, Chris, to remember is we've changed the format a little bit of these meetings. They're more of an open house style. The meetings generally start at 6 o'clock, and they run for a couple hours. They're very informal. Folks can come out and talk about whatever issues they have.
While the meetings cover all aspects of wildlife in West Virginia, deer regulations generally get most of the attention.
Deer is an issue that generally generates the most interest, the most comments. This year, sportsmen and women will note that we have backed off of our antlerless regulations. That is, we've become more conservative where our data has indicated we need to be more conservative to begin to increase deer populations where they're below our management objectives.
None of the regulations are written in stone, though. That job falls to the Natural Resource Commission. Johansson says don't make the mistake of thinking these meetings and public comments are just going through the motions.
Well, I guarantee you there's a fair amount of weight given to these comments. Our commissioners, you know, they look at not only the biological data that our biologists and our law enforcement folks present to them. They are very tuned in, and they're very keenly aware of the comments that we receive from the public on our proposed regulations.
Now, the meetings start on Monday, and they are in Fairmont, Martinsburg, Somersville, Lewisburg, Milton, and Spencer. Tuesday's meetings in Glendale, Moorfield, Buchanan, Twin Falls State Park, Logan, and Parkersburg. They run from 6 to 8. You can stop by at any point in those hours. Check the DNR website, wvdnr.gov, for the exact location of the meeting nearest you. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.